It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles, and Lake Havasu City to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you. You, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 234-343-1065. That's 234-343-1065. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Good day. Good afternoon to you. Unless you're in California. Nevada, where it's only 11 o'clock. Yeah, we're back to that again. I know. Hey, welcome. It is Friday. It is the 7th of the month, 2025. Along the Colorado River today, we're going to see it right around 86-ish degrees with a 15-mile-an-hour breeze. Left my dog. Dogs in the house with the doors and the windows open. They were, like, loving it. Yeah, it's a beautiful morning. Today, of course, is Friday, which means it's Fab Four Friday. So today we're going to play the Fab Four. And if you're going, who's the Fab Four? You didn't ask the right person. Because it is John Paul George and Ringo. And I'm getting a text here. If you want to call into our program, you can do that. If you have a question, we have our own area code. It's 234-343-1065. Or if you just want to text a question, you can do that anonymously. People like to do that. It's one number for all three of our programs that are live and local. Common Ground, Speak Out, and Speak Out 2.0. It's one number, 928-727-5566. And we move that phone around the county. I have it for the next hour. So if you have a question, I have it Monday too. 727-5566. And now let's welcome in the studio. We have Bill Osborne, who's been here before. He is the chairman of the Laughlin Bullhead International Airport Authority. How are you?
Good morning.
Hold on. You probably want to talk. How's that?
I think I'm better now.
You're better now. why Laughlin Bullhead Airport Authority when it's in Bullhead City?
It isn't. It's the Mojave County Airport Authority.
Oh.
MCAA.
Oh, but we call it the Laughlin Bullhead International Airport.
Right. And do you know what the identifier is for that, Larry?
Fun something or other.
IFP. And it stands for International Fun Place.
Isn't that awesome?
That's our official identifier.
Yeah. And which it should be. You know, if you're flying in here, you're going to have fun.
And we're getting a lot of that, too. Our general aviation, people coming here in their own aircraft, is significantly up.
Oh, good. So. And you brought a guest.
I did.
You brought with you Frank.
Stepanzi.
Mm-hmm. And Frank, you're the treasurer for the Airport Authority.
Yes, I am. I've been with the authority a couple years now and was voted onto the board back in April of this year.
Oh, okay. Because you have you can't have two boards. You have an executive board and a huge board.
No, we only have one board.
Okay.
Of directors.
What's everybody else in the room?
They're general members.
General members.
Right.
So you were a general member and then you were voted on the board.
Correct.
Yeah, I think Lance Ross has been a general member for 20 years.
A long time. Lance,
yes.
And you know what? Lance is a valued member, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But he's never been put on the board, but he's been in the general member area. I was for a while until I started doing this program. And then when the time changes, I'm on a 10, and so can't come to your 9:30 meetings. So, Bill, how long have you been on the board?
On the board. A year ago last April. But I've been a general member for about 6 years now.
Okay. And you were a general member for
about 2 years.
2 years, and you've been on the board since April of this year.
Correct.
Fairly new.
Yes.
As the treasurer, do you have a background in treasury or money managing?
Managing money, yes. I was in the Air Force for 31 years. Now I was a pilot, B-52 pilot. But I spent the last 11 years of my career at Headquarters Air Force Reserve Command. Had many additional duties to include operation. We had a couple bombing ranges and whatnot, which all had budgets we had to work with and whatnot. Acquisition of, you know, assets and whatnot. So I do have a background, some in finances, banking or whatnot, no.
Okay.
But in managing budgets and whatnot, yes.
And Bill, I think you have an opening right now on your board. I happen to.
No, we don't. We filled that last week.
Oh, you did? Okay. Who'd you put on now?
A gentleman by the name of Dean Martinez.
Uh-huh.
He's been a member for a couple of years.
Okay.
And a real nice gentleman. In fact, your next guest here, Harold Smith.
Right.
Knows Dean very well. Dean's a member of St. Margaret Mary's Church, and he's very active in Knights of Columbus. He's very civic-minded, and he's got a background as a pilot, and so he's a good member.
How big is your board?
Seven
of members. You. Mm-hmm. And I have to ask, because recently you had three people walk away from the board.
Yes.
Jackie and
Troy Jeske,
a former police officer.
And Artie
from NBC. Mm-hmm. The three of them left the board around the same time. Is that a red light?
Well, I guess you'd probably have to ask them. I mean, Troy left for totally different reasons.
Okay.
And I'm only speculating.
Okay.
About Jackie and Artie. Neither one of them went into great detail. They just resigned. Troy was Troy resigned over different reasons.
Well, I think at some point in time there was a question if he was allowed to even be on the board because he's a judge pro tem for Mojave
mm-hmm.
County.
That's correct.
And it's a Mojave County, Mojave County Airport Authority.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was that question, I know. Let's see, we have a text question that asks, does the Airport Authority hire the director of the airport?
Yes, we do.
Okay. So he works directly for you guys?
Absolutely.
Okay. And he reports to you?
Yes.
I mean, because I know the fire board hires the fire chief, and the school board hires the superintendent.
Yeah.
So
very similar.
Yeah, very similar. The big difference there is the fire board and the school board are elected by the public. You guys are not.
That's correct.
So how does somebody get to sit next to you on the board?
Well, actually, the board members are elected by the general membership.
Okay.
In order to become a general member, you have to submit an application, which is then reviewed.
Right.
And voted on by the general membership and the board.
Okay.
And then after 6 months of being a
siren's going down the street.
After 6 months of being a general member, you are then eligible to become a board member.
Okay.
And we have elections once a year in April. And at that time in April, all members of the board are automatically resigned from whatever position they held. I as president, Frank as treasurer, we have Frank Sapp as the vice president, and Roger Dawes is the current secretary.
Okay.
All of those positions are eliminated in April, and the board then re-elects at their discretion and fills those
offices. The general
membership. No, only the board.
The board votes.
The board elects the officers of the board. But each year in April, those officer positions are eliminated. So if they want a new president or a new treasurer or a new secretary, April is when that happens.
But it happens amongst the seven of you.
Amongst the seven of us.
Right. And prior to that, our board members have a three-year term, and they're not all up at the same time. Like I think we have one coming up this year. I'm not – this next year. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But when there's an opening, the general membership votes on board members. After the new board is elected, whoever's going to replace, then we have the election of officers.
Okay. So if we're getting a lot of text questions today.
Oh, that's good.
If a person's term is up, does the board reappoint them, or does the membership reappoint them, or appoint someone new?
So if their three-year term, is that what you're talking
right.
about? If their three-year term expired, we have a nominating committee. And that nominating committee reviews, and then, of course, there can always be from the floor. Somebody can nominate somebody from the floor.
From the general membership.
Right. But the nominating committee normally will present nominees to the general membership in April, and then they will be voted on.
So when that person's term expires, they have to rerun for that through the nomination commission.
Exactly.
And voted on by the general membership.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Okay. That makes sense. There was talk about possibly putting Travis
Pruitt
mm-hmm. on the board from the city of Bullhead City, since you're in the city. Mm-hmm. What happened with that conversation?
Well, James, the director, and
right.
I went and sat down with Travis and with Toby Cotter.
Okay.
And putting an extra person on the board, okay, from the city or from the county, all right, would require a change in our bylaws. And I suggested to Toby at this meeting that rather than put Travis on the board, let's make him a member of the finance committee. I said, because that's what you're really interested in, the finances of the airport and how things are going on. And everything important happens in that finance committee.
Okay.
And Toby, and I said, other than that, I've got to change the bylaws. That requires council review of the changes that we suggest.
The city council?
No, our attorney.
Council, oh, okay.
Council review. So it would require our attorney to review those changes and
sure.
approve them. And it's a process. It doesn't happen right away. I could put Travis on the board immediately. The president puts the president appoints committee members. So I could just do that.
You could put him on the finance committee.
And I did. And Toby at that meeting said to me, he said, yep, that works for me.
Okay.
And so the seat issue became a non-issue. And Travis has been, frankly, a very good contributing member of the finance committee. And that's worked out well. He's been at all the meetings.
Good.
And it worked out great.
Okay.
And oh, by the way, because he's on the finance committee, he now knows everything that goes on in that airport, especially the finances.
At one point in time, there was talk of the county putting, I think, somebody from the county management on the board.
Mm-hmm.
Is that individual on one of your committees?
No.
I think it was Steve.
No,
no,
there was never
Lutowski.
A person mentioned. I never heard of the name.
Oh, okay.
The county passed, pardon me, the county passed a resolution.
Request to put a seat on the board.
Right. The county passed a resolution requesting a seat on our board.
Okay.
We are a private, nonprofit corporation. The county is our landlord.
Right.
We lease the land from them. They're requesting a seat on our board. You know, it was considered, and the same process that I approached the city with applied to the county. I'd have to change the bylaws. And frankly, we were kind of looking in that direction of doing that and giving them a seat on the board. But it was about that time that the county started talking about our leases. They've inferred litigation. And because we might enter into litigation with the county, no corporation is going to put a member of an entity that they may be involved in litigation with on their board of directors. I mean, it just doesn't make sense.
Okay.
Until those issues have been settled, the issue of a seat on the board is just dead in the water right now.
Okay. So you went and met with the county manager and explained that?
I did.
Okay. Because someone wants to know if we can put on a supervisor, but if I understand it right, a supervisor can't be on that board because they're the supervisor of the lease.
I know. When we were first approached by that, I suggested putting a supervisor on the board. I was told that's a conflict of interest, so I guess they see it that way.
Yeah. So I think that was decided that Because if the lease was to come up for renewal, the five board of supervisors would have to approve that. And if one of them was on the board, it might be a conflict.
Mm-hmm. So, could be, I suppose.
Could be. Yeah. All right. Let's take a break. We're already 20 past the hour.
Okay.
And we'll be back. We'll chat with him just a little bit more for you. Speak of 2.0 is brought to you by, Mojave Electric Cooperative. How about that? Did you know right now they're going to give away 100 turkeys? Yeah, you can sign up right now. Send them an email, mecpa@mojaveelectric.com. And they're going to give them away on that 18th, I believe. Ends on the 17th. And then also we're brought to you by Laughlin Ranch Golf Club, where Monday night you can check out the Eagles and the Packers at Monday Night Football at Laughlin Ranch. What a party.
Welcome back to Mojave Electric Cooperative's Operation Cool Shade. Planting a shade tree can help save energy dollars and give you a cool place to relax. MEC members can purchase their shade trees by phone or at 928 Hancock Road, now through October 2nd from 7 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Place your orders as soon as possible to guarantee you stay cool in the shade. For more information, contact member service at 928-763-1100 or visit MojaveElectric.com.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
We have all heard membership has its privileges. That is true at Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. Right now, through New Year's Eve, membership for 2026 is now less than 90 cents a day, $2.97 for the year. Gain 40% off green fees, access to pool and fitness center, steam room, and showers. Now, Laughlin Ranch is always open to the public. Interested in benefits of membership? Sign up today before the end of the year at LaughlinRanch.com. Book your tee time, too, at LaughlinRanch.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up to the most magnificent marvel in Lake Havasu City. The Kind Connection, with vapes, cigars, CBD, and that heavenly humidor. It's more than a smoke shop, it's your connection. Founded and fearlessly led by Jason, the Wizard of Kindness. From travelers in the canyons to veterans and locals alike, his crew delivers miracles daily. One customer even saved $20 because Jason told him where to find it cheaper. Who does that? The King of Kindness, The Kind Connection, Havasu.
Welcome to Annie's Thrift Store. It's a super nifty place. Annie's is an all-volunteer ran nonprofit supporting multiple charities in Mojave County. The charity for charities.
Oh, wow! Look at all this stuff! And look at that! A toaster car!
Annie's is the epicenter of neat stuff, and thanks to your donations, it keeps getting better.
A taxidermied squirrel holding a mini guitar?
Come by Annie's Thrift Store today. Shop for a cause and help our community.
I love this place!
Annie's Thrift Store, where shopping makes a difference. 2575 Northern Avenue, Kingman.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo, host of Sundays with Sinatra, right here on KNTR Talk. You know, I've had the honor of being with Frank Sinatra and knowing Frank Sinatra a little bit back in the day, and I'm so happy to be telling stories about the chairman of the board and playing his incredible music every Sunday evening from 5 to 7. A nice change of pace for Sunday evenings.
Sunday nights just got smoother. Sundays with Sinatra from 5 to 7 p.m. Brought to you exclusively by the Anderson Automotive Group.
The Fool on the Hill. Yeah, from 67, the Madrigal Mystery Tour CD. Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0. We got another text question. Does Las Vegas send passenger aircraft to our IFP?
They do not.
They don't. But they during the Super Bowl last year, they parked a lot of private jets here, right?
You talk about F1, not the Super Bowl?
Maybe it was F1.
Well,
Formula One.
Formula One last year was a significant amount of business for us.
Oh, good.
And it looks like it's going to be again this year.
Because they run out of room at the Vegas airport, right?
Well, they run out of room. They run out of money.
It's a lot cheaper to park a plane down at IFP than it is up in Vegas and then just shuttle up there.
Larry, just to give you an idea.
Your rates are cheaper.
We had a private global jet. It global's a type of jet.
Right.
That dropped off their passengers at Vegas for F1 last year. They came and parked here.
Right.
But they dropped off their passengers at Harry Reid.
Okay.
They were charged $20,000 just to drop the people off.
Really?
Yep. That's the kind of money that Harry Reid gets.
Well, that's Vegas.
So yeah. They can come down here and park there. Now, we're allowed, under FAA rules,
right,
to charge a special event fee, and that's what everybody does, okay? And they not only run out of room at Reid, they ran out of room at North Las Vegas, at Boulder, any place you could park a jet. They were diverting jets to Palm Springs.
Really?
Yeah, that far away.
I'm sure Jeremy liked that.
He did.
Yeah, another thing, you're talking about jets coming from Harry Reid to here.
Uh-huh.
We are a divert base for a couple of the airlines. We have seen American Airlines, you know, they couldn't get in for whatever reason to Harry Reid, had to land somewhere so they get some gas and go back. They had landed. Yeah,
here, and fueled up.
And fueled up. And when the weather got better or whatever the reason was why they couldn't get into Harry Reid, then they took off after that.
Okay. And I remember just a couple of weeks ago I put on Facebook, it had been 5 years since Air Force One was here.
Yeah.
We
hardly seems that long, doesn't it?
I know. Were you here then? Especially when he's still the president today.
I was. Yeah.
I was there as a media, and I was like, wow, look at this. Air Force One landed in Bullhead City.
Yeah,
that was a great day.
It was.
Yeah, and there's no problem, right, with the Air Force One landing. I mean, your runway's big enough.
8,500 feet, yeah.
Yeah, is that standard?
It's for 737s and 757s, yeah.
Okay, so which are the biggest planes that fly?
No, you'd be getting into, like, your Airbus 380s.
Yeah,
380s.
Yeah, we couldn't land one.
We can't land an Airbus?
No.
Come on, Bill, get with it.
Yeah, some of the airports, I'm not sure what Harry Reid is, but for, you know, your major airports, you see 9,500 feet, 10,000 feet typically.
Okay.
You know, we're not too far from that. We do have room. We could extend a little bit more, but, yeah.
We do have an extension as part of our master plan.
Okay.
But it's going
to... But you have to show the reason to do it, yeah.
Not just the reason, but
you have to get a phone call that an Airbus wants to land here.
Yeah, and the FAA gets heavily involved in these kinds of endeavors.
Yeah, so. They do. All right, let's take a break. We're almost half past the hour already. If you have a question or a comment and you want to call in, 234-343-1065, or you can text your question like four or five other people have, 928-727-5566. Speak Out 2.0 is brought to you by Legacy Rehab and Care Center. It's a premier acute rehabilitation center. You've got questions? Call them. 763-1404. And Mojave Mortgage. Yeah, you looking for a loan? Do you want some extra money this year? You want to take a second? Or, you know, you want to get a lower interest rate? Call Chad Hansen. He's the guy with the key to the vault. 928-288-2691.
You're going to get hooked. Your Bullhead City Perkins has all-you-can-eat fish fry Fridays. Delicious Alaskan cod, hand-battered fish fry, every Friday starting at 3 p.m. There are many other fish meals available, too. Perkins all-you-can-eat fish Fridays are perfect. Then there are the pies. Eat a slice of pie there or take it home. Hey, take the whole pie home. But make plans to meet friends this Friday at 3 for all-you-can-eat. Perkins American Food Company, Highway 95, Bullhead City. This is T.G. Lofredo. Join me for Focus on Your Health Saturday at noon. This week on the program, we'll turn our radio spotlight towards some of the wonderful volunteers at Kingman Regional Medical Center. They will share why they are called to serve others and what it means to them.
People come in and they ask me information. It just really feels good when you know that you just helped somebody's day.
That's Focus on Your Health, Saturday at noon, right here on KNTR Talk.
Get ready. The Lake Havasu Home and Garden Expo is happening Friday and Saturday, November 14th and 15th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Lake Havasu City Aquatic Center. Check out over 70 vendors with the latest in home furnishings, garden products, windows, doors, flooring, and more. Free admission and parking. Thank you to our sponsors, Havasu Solar, Lifetime West Bend Cookware, Quality Comfort Heating and Air, and Parker Pest Control. While you're there, fill out an entry form for a chance to win a cruise to Mexico. The Lake Havasu Home and Garden Expo, November 14th and 15th at the Aquatic Center.
Too soon? Maybe it's a little early for Christmas music, but it's never too early to prep your home for the holidays. Stay ahead of the holiday chaos with TWN's fast, reliable 100% fiber internet. Keep your holidays festive, fun, and stress-free. Visit twncom.com/Mojave. That's twncom.com/Mojave. Or call 888-227-2095 to sign up now. Services provided by TWN Communications. Certain restrictions apply. Visit twncom.com for more details and terms and conditions of service.
Hello, I'm Jerry Stewart. How many folks in America today do you suppose actually know how much our freedom has cost? Join me for my special Veterans Day program, Forever Heroes. Their stories will help to remind us all. It's my all-new Veterans Day tribute program on this station. Please join me.
This Saturday and Sunday at 4 p.m. on KNTR Talk. Brought to you by Just Meats, Don Clark with Brooks Clark & Associates, and Law Office of Kenneth E. Moyer.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from our Bullhead studio, right here on Highway 95, 32 past the hour. We got about 10 minutes left, and then we're going to bring in Veterans in Motion real quick. But two questions. I know that when we seated three new Board of Supervisors, they asked the sheriff to make a presentation to them, and the county attorney and some other department heads, I think probably roads and some other people, finance or whatever, and they asked the airport, and you guys didn't get there.
That's right. We did not. We were scheduled, and I forget the exact months. I think we may have been scheduled in February, mm-hmm. and James had to go to Connecticut for that situation with his estate. And then I think the following month I had something going on. We had to cancel, and we rescheduled for April.
Okay.
But it was in April that I had the meeting with the county manager and the Board of Supervisors chairman, uh-huh. Mr. Lingenfelter, and their attorney, and Luke Mornian, their county accountant. And it was at that meeting that it was sort of hinted that we might be entering litigation. And then the following day, I think it was the day after that meeting, the Board of Supervisors actually took a vote on challenging the lease. And that's when litigation really kind of popped its head up. And it was at that point that our attorney said, it's probably better if you do not get into a question and answer session. That was number one. And number two, they only wanted us to speak for 15 minutes. So since none of them had ever been to the airport, you can't explain this operation in 15 minutes.
Okay.
You can't give a cognizant
right.
explanation of what goes on out there. We've had...
You're in here for 45.
We've had members, Larry, of the city council in the last few weeks come to the airport and take the advantage of an open invitation mm-hmm. to the Board of Supervisors, to the county. We give a tour. We sit and answer questions, and that process usually takes about 4 hours. And each one of those visits from the city council member was punctuated by comments like, oh, geez, I didn't know that.
Right.
Or that's the first time I heard that. Or, oh, we didn't know that. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of things.
Learning experience.
It's an extreme learning experience, and it's a very complicated operation.
Has it been a red light since you put the Burger Commer and Associates certified public accountants audit on your website?
You mean the audit that we just got done, the 24?
Well, the one that basically said we couldn't do it an audit because an enormous amount of things were missing.
That's right. That just got done. That's been done for 2 weeks now, and it's on our website.
Right, but that audit says it wasn't done because of all the things that were lacking.
Well, it's a year late, okay, but it finally got done. It finally got put together.
I don't know if there's a date on this letter. I don't see one at the top of it.
Well, the 24 audit is the one that the Board of Supervisors was asking for.
Uh-huh.
They got the ones before that. It was the 24 audit, the one that involved, unfortunately, the theft And I'll just tell you briefly how that complicated things. The person that was stealing from us was going into QuickBooks and trying to hide it.
Wait a minute. Let me see. You manage the airport on QuickBooks?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh. QuickBooks is the tool that we use.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's a commercial version.
Oh, yeah. But, okay.
But anyway, she was going in. Oh, I said she. I'm sorry. The person went into QuickBooks and tried to cover up what she was doing.
Okay.
Then the person that was in charge realized, the finance person there, realized that something was wrong. That person really didn't know what was going on, but they realized there was mistakes being made. They went back in and tried to correct it, but they were doing that wrong too. And that created what can only be described as a fiscal nightmare. It took our auditors, and by the way, our auditors are FAA certified and approved and peer-reviewed auditors. This is not an inexpensive process. It's over $30,000 to do a one-year audit.
Uh-huh.
And again, they're peer-reviewed. So they're not going to put out anything that's wrong. And it took a year to go in and take these line items and correct them and try to figure out what was hidden, what was obfuscated, what was...
Someone's texted, how much did she steal?
Well, the insurance company, we could actually prove $65,000. That's what we got reimbursed.
Was she arrested?
No.
Stole $65,000 from you and wasn't arrested?
Well,
I want to come to work at the airport.
It's under investigation. The Bullhead City Police did their investigation. They turned their results over to the county attorney for prosecution.
Okay.
The county attorney then sent it back to the Bullhead City Police Department for some changes. I mean, I'm not privy to this.
Right.
I just know it was sent back. The Bullhead City Police Department did more work on it in the investigation. Sent it back to the county. And we just called the county a few weeks ago and asked them where this whole thing was, and they said it's still under review. So it's in the county prosecutor's purview right now.
Well, approximately when did she do this?
That's been 2 years.
Oh, gosh. Okay. All right.
And, oh, by the way, I think it's important for the public to know that none of us that are currently on the board, certainly myself, none of us were on the board when this happened.
Oh, okay.
So we've come in.
Different board then.
Different board. We've come in. In fact, the board has totally changed except for two people. Okay, Frank Sapp and Denise Berry, they're still on the board. Other than that, the other five members are all brand new to the board.
And those two people represent Harrah's and Riverside.
Riverside, right.
Because they use your airport quite a bit.
You know, talking about the audit, some of the things, if you read through it, it talks about not being able to validate purchases and whatnot. And part of that was they didn't have a program in place at that time for purchase order agreements. So reconciliation, oversight, there is no process in place.
The airport never had that in place?
They do now.
But they didn't 5, 10, 20 years ago?
Correct.
No purchase orders? No?
Correct.
And how did they ever get an audit before?
Well, you don't need purchase orders to have an audit done.
No, but you need a tracking system. You need inventory numbers. You need, I mean, at the fire department, I remember when we put stickers on everything with the ID number.
I'm just telling you what we inherited. And I hadn't been in this job, I don't think, a couple of weeks. And I said, POs. We're going to have POs.
Yeah.
We better have them. And you can't buy a rubber eraser now without a purchase order.
Okay.
But those are the kind of things that were cited in that audit.
Yeah, because I read over this, and it basically says a ton of stuff is missing.
Yes.
Yeah.
And keep in mind, that was about the time that James was hired, and he started putting stuff in place. Bill became, was put on the board, and he started working with James to get things put into place. So what we have now, is a solid financial program with oversight. I look at, bank statements and stuff. Shouldn't have to do that, but because of what went on before us, I do take a look to see if there's any anomalies in there.
Right.
And he's very, very, very good at what he does.
Good. Because you would think that go back to a 2020 or, you know, 1985 audit, any of the previous audits would have required some kind of tracking system, inventory system, purchase order system.
I can't tell you what they required. I can only tell you what's going on now.
You can tell you when you hired these guys, Berger and Comer and Associates, what they required.
Yes, and they're very good. I can't speak to the previous auditor. I read through those reports, and it made it sound like the airport was running perfectly. Hmm. And then this audit comes along, and, hey, you're not doing this or that. And, like, purchase orders were never in place before. So how did the previous auditor let that go?
Yeah.
So can't speak to it, but here's what we inherited. And, by the way, we're making it sound so it meets, you know, where the rubber meets the road is going to work. It's, you know, we're tough on everybody. We're making sure that, you know, we can validate all the purchases. If not, we investigate.
And I can tell you that there was a lot of things going on. It wasn't just the person that misused the credit card. There were some other, not outright theft, but let's just say taking advantage of things. Those people are all gone.
By other employees?
Yes. Those people are gone.
Okay.
We have a different environment now.
Are you a 501c3?
Oh, no. We're a private nonprofit corporation, but not a 501c3.
Okay. So you don't have a tax-exempt status?
Well, I guess we do to some things we don't pay taxes on. But
okay. All right.
Ask the treasurer.
So I know school board members have to become certified. They have to go to conferences. And I know our fire board I used to teach at these conferences in Tucson and in Laughlin two a year. Are you guys certified as board members, or do you have to go to conferences and take certain classes to be?
No.
You don't? We need to start that. We need to make you better.
But because we're, you know, it's a private corporation. And so in order to be a board member, you have to become a general member, and you have to be nominated by the committee, and then you get elected.
Is that the way most of the airports?
Yes.
That's the same process?
Yes.
So that somebody didn't just put
airports that are run by authorities, and that's a lot of them.
Right.
Okay.
Right. So it's the same process.
Yes.
It's not appointed by the public or anything.
No, the director has to be certified.
Oh, okay.
Okay. James is a certified, and he knows a lot more about this than I do.
Oh, I'm sure.
It's amazing.
It's his job, yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes I'm just amazed at the things that man knows.
Okay.
But it's the regulations. He's able to quote that stuff, chapter and verse.
How do people get in touch with you if they have a question?
They can call me.
Okay.
The airport.
Okay. Give them the number. First, you got to look at them on your phone, and then give us the number. And people, of course, he won't be there, so you have to leave a message, and he'll call you back.
Let's see.
I guess someone's texting me saying Clark County is ran by a Clark County Commission.
Yes.
So it's different.
Airport. It's a commission, yeah.
It's a different than the airport different. Authority.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Find that number.
I'm trying.
Can't tell you, Phoenix, they're operated by the city.
Okay.
They appoint the board members.
I don't know if anybody wants to take it over. The city or the county.
So, the number is 928-754-4060.
Okay. Bill, thank you.
Well, Larry, thank you.
All right.
We'll do this again maybe in the not-too-distant future.
Maybe.
When all these things get settled and everybody's back to being friendly again.
Okay. We're going to get Veterans in Motion here after this. Speak Out 2.0 is brought to you by TWN Communications. Call 444-8232 if you have a question for them. And today's Friday, which means at Perkins, it's Fish Friday. All you can eat. Go check out Perkins today. Yeah.
you're going to get hooked. Your Bullhead City Perkins has all-you-can-eat fish fry Fridays. Delicious Alaskan cod, hand-battered fish fry, every Friday starting at 3 p.m. There are many other fish meals available, too. Perkins all-you-can-eat fish Fridays are perfect. Then there are the pies. Eat a slice of pie there or take it home. Hey, take the whole pie home. But make plans to meet friends this Friday at 3 for all-you-can-eat. Perkins American Food Company, Highway 95, Bullhead City.
Welcome back to Mojave Electric Cooperative's Operation Cool Shade. Planting a shade tree can help save energy dollars and give you a cool place to relax. MEC members can purchase their shade trees by phone or at 928 Hancock Road now through October 2nd from 7 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Place your orders as soon as possible to guarantee you stay cool in the shade. For more information, contact member service at 928-763-1100 or visit MojaveElectric.com.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
We have all heard membership has its privileges. That is true at Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. Right now, through New Year's Eve, membership for 2026 is now less than 90 cents a day, $2.97 for the year. Gain 40% off green fees, access to pool and fitness center, steam room, and showers. Now, Laughlin Ranch is always open to the public. Interested in benefits of membership? Sign up today before the end of the year at LaughlinRanch.com. Book your tee time, too, at LaughlinRanch.com.
Grab your friends and get ready to hit the biggest dance floor in town. All country, all the time, the live music is the best around. Get ready. Everybody's got a smile on their face. This is your kind of place. The coldest beer in the West, under the western moon.
Back to the X. It's Brody Stewart tonight. You'll get a whole bunch of today's best country music with some great country music to dance to. The Brody Stewart Band takes the stage at 8 tonight. So get on over to the Flying X Saloon for Brody Stewart and be ready to dance your X off. For the X's event calendar, go to FlyingXSaloon.com.
The coldest beer in the West, under the western moon.
Do it yourself or direct it yourself. Every weekend, people tell us about overspending on projects they could have handled themselves. And we hear from people who ended up overspending because they tried to do something they should have called in a pro to tackle. I'm Leslie Segretti from The Money Pit. Got a remodeling or repair project? Well, we can help you decide whether you do it yourself or direct it yourself this weekend on The Money Pit Home Improvement Show.
Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. on KNTR Talk. Brought to you by Quality Marbling Granite in Bullhead City.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from our Bullhead City studio. And we're down to our last 12 minutes, and then news tonight, this afternoon, and then Sean Hannity in your ears. And now we have Bob and Harold, who have been in here 14,322 times with Veterans in Motion. How are you?
I'm very well. How about
good? Good. You got to move your microphone up too and put it in your mouth.
Drop down on.
Pretend like you've been here before. Take that cord off. That's why. Get the cord wrapped.
There we go.
Now you're cooking with gas.
Okay.
Veterans in Motion. How long we had Veterans in Motion?
Go ahead.
Yeah, 21.
You need to put your microphone down because you're going to speak up, even though you say, I'm not talking on the radio. And she's the first one to answer
a
question.
She's the first one to answer a question because I didn't have the date in front of me.
I know.
Okay.
So, 21, April of 21.
Right.
Okay. That's when you started Veterans in Motion as a dance group.
They did, and I started a few months later as being taught how to dance because they were putting a free program out there for everybody. And I showed up, not sure I was going to stay, and after a while they got tired of me being around, so they said, hey, would you join the board? And
The
world took over a new direction for me.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yes.
Yeah. And in doing so, Veterans in Motion has grown from what you two started, right?
Exactly.
I mean, you started off teaching dance. Don't shake your head. Say yes. It doesn't work when you shake your head on the radio.
Actually, we teach three different classes. On Monday, we dance. Tuesday, ukulele, voice helps them with speech. Thursday we have band, and the band is going to be in the parade here tomorrow.
Tomorrow, the Veterans Day Parade on Randall Mile.
And then about 2 years ago, we got two vans, and we're taking veterans to medical appointments. But go ahead, Harold.
Well, everybody points to Harold.
No, that's fine. The thing is, God's in control here. And Bob gets, he's a visionary, but he's getting his visions from above.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
So we start out doing what we think he wants us to do, and somewhere along the way he nudges us to go somewhere else. So that's how.
He says, you're pretty good at this. Let me give you something else.
Give you a little bit more for your plate. Yes, that's right.
And you have a fundraiser coming up.
We had a couple of them, actually. So,
okay.
The first one up, actually, is at Black Bear. They're very generous to us. They did that again last year. And on the 12th of November, Wednesday, which is next week, they give a 20% discount. Or what they do, they give 20% of what meals that people buy. It doesn't cost them anything extra, but Black Bear goes ahead and gives 20% of what they've purchased to us. And they do that not just to us, but to quite a few other organizations in our community. So they're very generous to our community, and so we want to be sure people know that they're doing that, and they come and partake and help other members of the community by doing that.
Okay.
They have great food, and everybody that goes there seems to be happy with what they purchased.
We had dinner there Monday night at Black Bear.
Yeah?
Yeah. I take my wife out every Monday night, and this Monday night she chose Black Bear.
There you go.
I have their chicken fried steak.
All right.
Oh,
yeah.
So good.
That's good.
So good.
Yeah. I haven't had anything there that I didn't like.
Okay.
So anyway, that's the first
week.
One coming up. That's next week.
Next Wednesday.
Of course, Bob mentioned we have the parade that's coming up also, the 17th annual Paul Walsh Veterans Day Parade this coming Saturday.
Lost Paul Walsh a couple of years ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the parade still goes on.
It goes on and on.
It's put on by Bullhead City. And if you want to be in the parade or you have any questions about the parade, call 928-763-0158. And that's ask for Gilbert, because he's the one who's in charge tomorrow.
All right.
Yeah.
And that actual parade starts at 10. We line up quite a bit earlier than that, get everything in line. And they do a great job getting everybody organized.
It's on Miracle Mile. It starts up at KFC.
Right.
And then it goes all the way to Scooters.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and our
yeah.
band is going to be playing in it.
Yep.
Oh, good.
Yep, so that's why we're in it, so the band can be patriotic and put that music out there for everybody to enjoy. And then we don't want to forget our yearly fundraiser, which is our annual Sweetheart Ball dinner dance on Saturday, always on February 14th. It happens to fall on Saturday this year. And it's held at the Fiesta RV Resort.
Next year.
That's coming up next year. I'm sorry. You're right. Seems how February's already passed this year.
Yeah.
I'm catching up to that fact. So anyway, next year at February 14th.
And tickets are $25 a piece?
They're $25, but we have a dollar cost factor in there, too, so it's actually going to end up costing $26. But we really want to thank the Fiesta RV Park residents and the management for allowing us to do this. This is about the fourth year, I think it was.
Yeah,
because
they've donated the building to you, right?
Yeah, it's no cost to us.
Yeah.
They're wonderful.
It's got a nice stage up there.
It has a beautiful ballroom. It's huge. Yep. We have the dinner dance. We'll have a silent auction, raffles, 50-50. And we're featuring Class Act Band this year.
Class
which
Act.
Which is a great band.
And predominantly, this is your only fundraiser, right?
Well, other than Black Bear.
Oh, okay. But I mean that you guys actually put on.
That we ourselves put on, correct.
It is, because it's a big event.
Yeah.
Now, Bob, you want to talk about this newsletter you're going to start doing?
Yeah. We need to talk to our 4,000 vets that live at Bullhead, and there's about 40,000 in Mojave County. Starting in December, we'll be putting out a 10-page newsletter.
10-page?
Back to back.
Okay.
Let me finish. Back to back. We're going to send it out to all 7 of our VFWs and American Legions in Mojave County. That'll go out to about, initially, maybe 1,800 vets.
Okay.
They'll get it every month.
In their email?
In their home email, yeah.
Okay.
And we are offering that if you want to write an article about your organization, a quarter page, you get it into Dennis, and he'll put it in the newsletter. And we are looking for advertisers to $250 a month. They can have a quarter page ad, Anderson, Ford, Dot Foods, groups like that.
Okay, good. And you're not in charge of this, or you are?
We're putting it together for our Tri-State Veterans Resource Center.
Okay.
Which is another nonprofit that we're forming because we're going to build a Veterans Resource Center here in Bullhead City.
You want to talk about that?
Oh, boy. again, this is
Sugarhead, no.
again, this is God laying this out for me. But we want to do more for veterans than just to give them a free meal or a place to stay.
Okay.
And so we have three little objectives that this center will offer. It'll one-stop shopping. The vet will come in, he'll get all the information because we have a man that has 20 to 30 years in, with the
VA.
Okay. And he can do that, but we're going to have recreational things, so all sorts of things to help them recover. But we're also going to have training there, too. The three things, basically, we want to do for vets that nobody else is doing. One, we want to help them get good jobs.
Okay.
Two, we want them to have a nice home. And three, maybe start a new family. And the, so we'll have training classes there in plumbing, electricity, different skill trades like that.
Okay.
Mojave College said they'll come in and tell them how they can take courses at the college and,
okay,
and help to get that good job.
That's important.
And then with a good job, well, we're going to help them find homes. We've got two or three veterans groups that are focusing on that. And so that will help us. And by going to our monthly dances in the big ballroom we're going to have there,
right,
you can meet girls and maybe start a family.
I knew there was a secret motivation behind this.
anyway, it's just therapeutic and it's very good. We're going to have two therapist groups there in addition to our Veterans in Motion classes and a part-time psychologist. So
okay, we're out of time now. So who do they call to get tickets for the...
Tickets are after January. Go to our website, veteransinmotion.net.
Okay, and then get tickets then.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And thank you, three. Appreciate your time.
Okay.
All right. Okay, you heard us mention the 17th Annual Paul Walsh Parade, Veterans Parade tomorrow, 10 o'clock. Questions, you can call Gil. I'll give you a cell number because I can't. 201-5095. And then the Laughlin Knights of Columbus have a golf tournament tomorrow also at Los Lagos. 8 a.m., call Ron, 928-404-4444 if you want to get involved. And we have an open house tomorrow, yeah, at Arrowhead Ranch Mobile Home Community, 1545 El Rodeo. I'll be there. And they have 25 yard sales. Yeah, and they have like 19 open houses. And then we have Little Sprouts Farmers Market. It goes on out Triple Farms tomorrow from 9 to 3. Call me, Bullhead Better, 444-2896. Golden Shores has their Desert Trump. A lot going on. Everyone have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday with Mayor Rod Head.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.